The racial justice protests over the summer created what both reformers and police unions describe as an us versus them divide. Now those two sides are being asked to sit down together. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered all police departments to meet with community members and create a plan to reform policing. In Suffolk County, those meetings started with an apology from the police union. WSHU's Charles Lane reports it didn't go very well.
It all starts at a Back the Blue political rally in October. President of the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association, Noel DiGirolamo, praised Republicans and railed against elected officials who passed a series of measures meant to reform policing.
And they made us the enemy. Well, guess what? They're the enemy now.
That word enemy unsettled many. In his speech, DiGirolamo referred to non-Republican elected officials. But many heard it as anyone who criticized the police was the enemy. All this came to a head at the second meeting of Suffolk's Police Reform Task Force when Deputy County Executive John Kamen confronted him about it.
And so he actually apologized at the task force meeting and said, you know, he appreciates where people are coming from and he'll give it more thought and try to be more circumspect in the future. And so that we thought was a very positive step.
Kamen said this to the Suffolk County African American Advisory Board. WSHU received a recording of the meeting. Multiple members of the board expressed concern that this apology was insufficient, at which point Deputy County Executive Vanessa Baird Streeter stepped in to explain the cultural divide.
So for people of color, when we're talking about if the police is saying, you know, you're our enemy, we're not necessarily, you know, on the same path and have the same relationship with police officers. So it's an automatic assumption that you're talking about me.
Baird Streeter goes on to put an upbeat spin on it, that this was a learning moment.
Before that, I'm not exactly sure that he understood the hurt that people felt with the words. But for him to get to the point to say, like, that was not my intention, and I am sorry if you felt that way because that was never what I wanted to come across. But
some task force members felt similar. DiGirolamo's use of the word enemy was a big deal. They texted each other ahead of the meeting, and at the meeting, almost all of the black and brown members expressed how they felt. After having been able to explain themselves, some said they felt better. Others did not. Several called the apology a non-apology. Sorry, not sorry. In an interview, DiGirolamo described his apology this way.
I make no apologies for what I said. What I apologize for is that if people took my words out of context and that they felt hurt by it because they didn't understand the context in which it was said.
Even though deputies to Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone made assurances that the PBA would be more careful in its choice of words, PBA officials continued offending black and brown people. In one instance, the PBA board treasurer emphasized the race of two men who were being arrested. He said that they were black and that they must comply with the law, even though there was no racial aspect to the crime. He went on to refer to a black protest organizer who he says served time for manslaughter as a, quote, predator. This comment drew a sharp rebuke from the NAACP and Suffolk's deputy police commissioner, and privately, several others were insulted. The insinuation was that black people must, quote, comply with the law. Still, DiGirolamo defended the comment.
When people try to twist this and make it as if he's doing something that's offensive to them, I think that in itself is offensive.
This offense is also mirrored by those pushing for criminal justice reform. Serena Liguori is on the task force and executive director of New Hour, a nonprofit focused on helping incarcerated women.
So it's concerning, and it speaks to the deep correlation and connection between police unions and why we perpetrate violence in our communities against people of color.
Despite this divide, all of the task force members interviewed said it was important to continue having the PBA represented in potential police reforms because without their buy-in, they say, nothing will change. Charles Lane, WSHU News.